Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, indeed, our special edition of Sports Talk rolling on here from the Louisiana Long Camp, brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health System. Now joining the program with me and Mike Dettillier, Coach Amal Scott, thank you so much for the time tonight. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.
Coach, tell everybody kind of how you got here. It wasn't like it was a 10-minute ride in the car, right?
No, that's right. Yeah, so I have players that have come from all across New England, from Maine and New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island. And basically, we get all the families together, and we try to pair the players together so they can all fly together, because many of the parents aren't able to come down and make the trip. So they empowered me with the opportunity to bring these boys down and get them some work.
So you part of the Elite 12, they call it?
That's correct. So my company is V12 Elite, and we do everything from player training development. We do NIL contracting. We do camps, clinics, and exposure like this. And basically, we do everything to help these young men from basically age 8 all the way through till they get to hopefully the NFL.
Kind of tell us a little bit about your connection with Pete Jenkins here.
Oh, man. Pete Jenkins is just the originator. He's the godfather. I'm just blessed to have an opportunity to learn every year from him. And, you know, this year I was fortunate enough to be able to coach in one of his drills. And so it's just been an unbelievable opportunity. You know, the players all get a great opportunity to learn and grow here, but many of the coaches get an opportunity to learn, and I'm fortunate to be one of them.
One of the things is, we talk about it all the time, I watch so much film of linemen, a lot of times they can't move their arms and their feet simultaneously. It's almost like they can do one, mm-hmm. but they can't do the other. Mm-hmm. And that's a real skill, to be able to do both. That's when you have really mastered the ability to play up front.
That's right. And so we spend a lot of time in this camp working on agility. And so many of these players will come in, as you say, maybe a little stiff or a little tight. And so we take a good chunk of every period of every practice. We work on loosening up their muscle groups, make sure they can move left to right, make sure they can move front to back, and just basically increase their athletic ability through the agility circuits.
But some people have almost a natural skill set to learn how to not bend at the waist, bend at the knees, and the leverage part of the game. Because I've watched them, some of them, no training, but they know how to do it. And others, it's got to be rep before they can get it.
No, you're 100% correct. And I think what you see sometimes is that, you know, there are some players that have come in that are already really well coached.
Yeah.
You know, many of our guys that we see out here, especially in this camp this year, you know, they're coached by guys like Benny Logan. You know, so, you know, he's an unbelievable NFL player, had a great career. And so, you know, those guys are going to come in with some natural skill that they've learned. And then they come to this camp and they fine-tune it and they tweak it and they make it a little bit sharper, a little bit better, a little bit faster.
When you show somebody film of an offensive defensive lineman, who would you pick out? I want those guys to watch how they do it.
Well, it really depends on what you're looking for. You know, now we've really got the game broken down into such granular space, right? There's interior linemen, there's edge guys, so it really depends on what you're looking for. But, you know, I would say that there's so many great coaches out here and so many great players over the years, it's hard to pick any one to say, like, this is the guy you want to watch. You know, the obvious guys you see now, like Aaron Donald, just recently retired, right? But, you know, a lot of the film we watch are of the guys that have been doing it year in and year out. You know, the guys that have been consistent over time, we've got great film on them, and they're actually the examples of the drills that we teach these guys.
Coach, one of the things is not to profile a player. If he's not a certain height, weight, wingspan, people made a big thing about Will Campbell and, maybe his arms aren't as long as it should be. You look at Aaron Donald, okay? He isn't your typical defensive interior player by any stretch of the imagination, but he got it to work for him. And I think it's almost like learning. Some people, you can teach them a certain way, but they learn at a certain temperament themselves. And so if you're scouting, a lot of times I think the hardest thing to get away from is not to profile a player. He's not that size, wingspan, that sort of thing. But he still gets it done out on the field.
That's correct. And, you know, I think you're describing a lot of the guys from my area, from my region. You know, New England goes very under-recruited. You know, we're just now really starting to get a lot of buzz. We've had several players over the last couple of years go to Power Four schools, and so we're starting to get a little bit more attention. But, you know, traditionally we had a lot of guys that were a little undersized. Guys have great heart, great skill, but they fly under the radar because they're not 6'7", 6'8", 380, 390 pounds. And so, you know, that's what these camps are all about. And, you know, as I continue to get these guys out here on the circuit and around the country, you know, a lot of the coaches have come to me and said, you know, we've never heard of some of these players before, but man, this kid's got some skills. And so now some of my guys are finding their way onto recruiting boards, and that's a big reason why I do this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We had Mark Schlereff on with us last Thursday. Mark played double-digit seasons in the NFL. Now he's on television on Fox. And he was like, you know, I'd always like to watch a guy that played my position. And then I turned on the film of Randall McDaniel, and it was his stance. And he was like, how the hell can he play that good with that technique? But he said it worked for him. He said, I could never have done that, but had somebody tried to break him out of that, you know, you'd have been making a mistake. And every coach said, man, listen, if McDaniel can beat this guy like that, I ain't teaching him anything different.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, it's interesting. You're always going to have that freak, right? You're always going to have a Jason Peters of the world, right? I'm fortunate enough this year to be able to coach with Hank Thomas. You know, Hank Thomas was the original freak, right? Guy played 14 years. And I told a lot of my guys after the meeting last night, because, you know, they read all of his stats. I said, the stat that you really need to know is the guy played 14 years, only missed 7 games. Okay, that's the stat. that. You know, he's got the 93 sacks and the 1,000 tackles, and he'll probably make the Hall of Fame this year. But the fact that he had that durability, that longevity, and he could do it year in and year out, you know, but I think the idea is that we want to teach the technique in a standard operating fashion, right? We want the guys to learn it the right way. But if you're that freak of nature and you can just do things that other guys can't do, it's like that in every industry, right? There's that one genius that makes the
one guy,
SAT, right?
Always one. Henry last year, I was doing an interview with him, and I introduced him that when he retired from pro football, he held the record for the most quarterback sacks by a nose guard. And he looked at me, he's like, how many times I got to correct you on this, Mike? I still am the leader.
That's right.
In quarterback sacks as a nose guard. When you look at Henry, okay, he's 6'1". He was maybe 285 pounds. Luke Augusta went to school with him at LSU. But, okay, he's not what you would think a nose guard would look like in today's game. But he beat you with leverage, quickness. And, man, for his size, he was strong.
Well, and let me just tell you, you know, I've been working with him all week, and it's unbelievable to see how a man his age, I watched that man
yesterday. I can move.
Hit the sled 100 times. He hit the sled 100 times in the camp yesterday. I was waiting for him to talk. I've been working out all year for this camp. I was waiting for him to say, Coach, you want to take a crack at it? He gave me one crack at it. The guy hit the sled 100 times. So he's that freak of nature that even as a, I'll just say an older gentleman, right, past his retirement from the NFL, still doing it. And if you could have heard that sled cracking yesterday, I'm still having that sound ringing in my head, and I'm mad it wasn't me.
I think this was 2 years ago. You know, Pete has that little white setup where, you know, you got to pass under it, but
that's
you don't
right.
want to hit your head.
Right.
We had a kid here that was 6'7" and a half. Okay, man, he puts the helmet and cleats on and everything, and boy, you know, Brandon Daly was running the drills. So Brandon Brewer whistled, tweet, tweet, tweet. Boy, he gets in there. Come on, kid, run through it. Boy, your first thing you heard is clang. He hit his helmet on top of the deal. He was like, hold up. You do know you got to get low.
That's right.
You can't do it. Well, put it to you this way. He hit it the first time. He never hit it again.
That's right. That's right.
Into that. But playing low leverage is such a big part of playing. I don't care, offensive or defensive line. It's a big part of the game.
That's right. And we spend a lot of time working on guys getting their pad level down.
Yes.
Working on their flexibility. That's also a huge part of it. It's not just about the skills and techniques. But some of these guys need to learn their bodies. You know,
yes.
As young linemen, some of these guys, I've seen some kids here, 350, 400 pounds. I myself brought a 400-pound guy down here.
A 400-pound
guy? Oh, yeah. Kashardus Petway is 6'7", 409 pounds.
Oh,
and that young
God.
Man can move left to right, and if he gets his hands on you, you're going to have a long day. So, you know, the part of it is these guys got to learn their bodies. They got to learn how to move in space. They got to learn how to handle themselves. And then they got to learn how to eat smart as well, have good nutrition, how to stretch and recover. This is all a huge part of what this camp does and what they teach these kids.
Coach, I was talking to Coach Jenkins about this. I talked to Kevin Mawai Saturday about it. He's like, Mike, you've never been more right. The kids today, even from 5 years, bigger, more athletic, stronger. And he says, and Mawai was, you know, I played against some big guys, strong guys, fast guys. Take a look at these 15, 16-year-old young men and how big they are at that age. And so we've seen that kind of growth spurt of doesn't tell you how good of a player they are, but you're seeing bigger, faster, stronger athletes.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And in fact, you know, I stand tall at 6'4" and 3/4", and I'm a solid 299 pounds before breakfast. And I'm really...
Yeah, I was fixing to say, I bet that babe hits three every once in a while, right?
You know, I'm now the barometer you see a photograph of me with a kid, I'll sell to the coaches, you know, I'll say, here's a picture of a kid, and the coaches know me, they say, well, he must be a really big guy, because I know you, Scott. You're a big dude, so if he's head and shoulders taller than you, that means he's a giant. So, yeah, these kids nowadays, I'm not sure what's going on in the chicken or the milk or the water, but it is definitely happening, and, you know, and I love to see it. I really do. I think it's showing what is the natural progression of the kids, and the game is also changing around them, right? The game is getting faster.
And the bigger and stronger.
Yeah, 100%.
People don't get it. I played high school football 45 years ago. My thing is, when you played high school football, you didn't didn't play up against guys like this. You might have played against one guy like
that.
But you didn't play against multiple guys that look like that. Last question for you, Coach. Maybe the biggest influence in your coaching career.
Wow. That's a tough one. You know, I really don't have any one person that I would point out. I try to get a little bit of something from everybody, that I meet.
Okay.
You know, I think that, you know, for me, I always consider myself a forever learner. And so whenever I go somewhere, wherever I meet somebody, I'll ask 100 questions. I'll take a bunch of notes. I try to find something, especially in places like this. You know, when you all of these Hall of Famers, all these talented football players, these talented coaches. You know, we got at least 12 or 15 guys from the NFL down here coaching. You know, I'm ear hustling conversations. I'm trying to get a little pearl out of everybody. You know, I think that I kind of consider myself sort of the hodgepodge of all. And I've played for some great coaches, you know. So I just think that, you know, everybody that I've interacted with, whether they were coaches or players, you know, I try to get a little something from them because that's what makes me better.
Have your players – now, we have not got extreme humidity. It's been fairly good here, but – have they gotten used to the heat and humidity of Louisiana?
Oh, that's
or do you hear the bitching about it?
Oh, well, so first of all, none of them will ever complain to me about anything, right?
Okay, I get you.
They're all trying to tough it out, but I've heard the reports from the trainer's tent that, you know, guys have been in that ice bucket, okay? I know at least two of my guys have overheated since we've been here. I got one guy caught a little, tweaked his quad a little bit. So, you know, I told them before we left New England, I said, listen, guys, you know, hydrate as best you can and stretch, but there's nothing to take that I can do to prepare you for this. You got it. It's part of this experience, you know, not just the work and the effort, but it's the mental toughness of getting out here and doing it for hours and hours and hours and hours. And looking at these guys that are down here, some of them aren't even sweating.
No, it's cool. It was like, no, when did the cold front pass?
Yeah, cold front. I got sweat running down my back. These guys are talking about it's cool. I saw a guy in a hooded sweatshirt the other night.
That's unbelievable. But I did see the same guy. Steve, thank you so much, Coach.
Thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it, man. You have a great voice. I think if you'd ever decide to get away from coaching, you got a career in radio for sure.
I appreciate it. Keep me in mind, guys.
Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Our special edition of Sports Talk from Louisiana Line Camp rolls on, brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health System.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.